From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Please join us in this prayer of hope to our Blessed Mother for the first week of Advent. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer them. Amen.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Peter Turonen, and today our homilist is Deacon Robert Kinghorn. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from the estate of Mary Clary. This Mass is offered in memory of Mary and for her living and deceased family members. May her soul and the souls of the faithful departed rest in peace. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Look with favor, Lord God, on our petitions and in our trials, grant us your compassionate help. That consoled by the presence of your Son, whose coming we now await, we may be tainted no longer by the corruption of former ways. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. A shoot shall come out from the stump of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. The wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples, and the nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 70 returned with joy and told Jesus all that they had done. At that same hour, Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed it to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by the Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, or who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal it. And then turning to his disciples, he said, Blessed are the eyes that you see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, as we move through this Advent season, we remember that the presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit is what sustains us at moments of fear in our life. In some ways, that's what the Gospel is telling us today. You know, just before this reading that we heard from St. Luke's Gospel, what had happened, the disciples had been sent out. They sent out in pairs, said Jesus sent them to all the places he was going to go, but they had to go ahead. And what a hazardous journey it was. He said to them, I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Wow, what a mission that is. And yet that was the mission that Jesus gave to these very disciples. And today we heard what happened when the disciples returned. They were so excited. He said, everyone's turning. He sent us to bring, heal the sick and proclaim peace. And people listened to us. The sick were healed. The sick were healed. So today, I think in many ways, the disciples got it. You know, when someone tells us something, they explain something to us, we couldn't even see them doing it. But for some reason, it's only when we have to do it that we get it. Well, today, the disciples got it. Now, of course, the disciples had been with Jesus for a long time before this. But yet it was Jesus performing miracles. It was him that had all of the answers for people. But today, they were the ones that received that Spirit, and they got it. Now, Jesus could have said, oh, that's great, I taught you well, didn't I? He didn't. He said, all glory is to the Father and to the Spirit. He didn't take it upon himself. He gave it to the Father. This is why when we go out like sheep among wolves, it is the Father and the Spirit that protect us. You know, we hear about the disciples getting it, and yet it's not an intellectual thing. Jesus said that you gave this wisdom to children, and very often the wise didn't get it. I remember hearing a story of a man who had become a Christian. He'd been converted. And he said to his friends, I've met Jesus. My life has changed. And his friends said, oh, you've met him. That's great. What height is he? What color of hair does he have? Does he have a degree? Has he been to university? This man said, I'm sorry. I don't know the answer to any of these questions. All I know is when I met Jesus, my life has changed, that my heart was burning within me. So you see, you're saying, it's a heart thing. It's not the intellectual thing. Meeting Jesus is heart to heart, where Jesus protects us and walks with us. And yet I know in my own life, and perhaps it's in your life, and there's moments when we fear. We fear we're alone again. Maybe I shouldn't admit this on television, but there's moments when I just don't feel like praying. I say, what's the use? And I act like a petulant child. I say, well, if you're not going to listen to me, God, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You know, we're like a petulant child at times. And yet, we know that the Lord is always with us. And it's the people in the street where I have a ministry that teach me what to do at these moments. You know, these moments, maybe you've had them. You just don't feel like praying. You wonder what the use is. The people in the street tell me. You know, these people who have been clean and sober for many years, and sometimes they think of giving up that sobriety. And they say to me, but you know what you do? You just keep on keeping on. That's what life is. You know, when we fear, when we wonder what tomorrow's going to bring, keep on keeping on. And trust in that Holy Spirit. Trust in the presence of Jesus. Just as the disciples, when they went out, like sheep among wolves, we go out, knowing that the presence of Jesus, this Jesus and this Eucharist today, this sacrifice of the Eucharist, who's there with us, and the Spirit is with us. And this is our journey of life, isn't it? So keep on keeping on. No matter where you are in life and how you feel about life just now, because Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Father are with us all. So now let us move now to pray. As disciples who are sent by the Lord like sheep among wolves in this world, we turn now to the Heavenly Father and ask for help. For all those who feel isolated and alone, may God calm their fears and lead them into peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
The prophet Isaiah wrote, they shall not hurt, nor shall they kill in all my holy mountain. Let us pray for peace in the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the church, called to live God's word in service to others, that we can all have a faith and courage to say, here I am, Lord, send me. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And during this Advent season, our community prayer is to the Blessed Mother, as we humbly ask that she intercede with her Son on behalf of those searching for hope, joy, and love as we prepare for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus calls us to draw near to him and through our lives to make your love real to those who have lost hope. As we prepare ourselves to celebrate the birth of your Son at Christmas, we bring these prayers before you, trusting in your divine love. Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. For through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine, a work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Spirit of God, to our wash away, Lord, my iniquities. Cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings, and since we have no merits to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which we now dare to hope. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Therefore, Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray upon the oblation of our church, and recognize in the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself. Grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son, and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May the sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and Francis our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world, to our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you with their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and glory of yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
With your spirit.
Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Amen.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Replenished by the food of spiritual nourishment, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that through our partaking in this mystery, you may teach us to judge wisely the things of earth and hold firm to the things of heaven. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.